All right, Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So Elizabeth Diaz from Time Magazine has a feature story that caught my eye this week called The God Squad, the next generation of Catholic priests, young, energized, and ready to remake the Catholic Church. Now, the article notes a seismic shift that comes at a time when Pope Francis, who became the pontiff in 2013, calling for a new kind of priest to serve in the parishes around the world. For the first time in 30 years, the Vatican revised its global guidelines for educating priests and modeled it after Pope Francis's example of humility and vision for accessible and genuine leaders. Now, one of those leaders is someone I've gotten to know very well over the last year. He's my own pastor, the pastor of St. Julian, a parish in Chicago, and that's Father James Wallace, who joins us this morning. Good morning, Father James.
Good morning, Dave. Good to be with you.
Absolutely. Glad you're joining us. You know, looking at some of the recent statistics, the Catholic Church is facing an overall priest shortage in the U.S. The number of the priests in the country has dropped from 58,000 to 37,000 over the past 50 years. 3,500 parishes did not have their own parish pastor in 2016. In some places, there are shrinking attendance at masses. School populations are declining. And in Chicago, Cardinal Supich launched Renew My Church to look at the way we are serving our communities to make improvements and make some tough decisions. But the bottom line is we can't keep doing what we're doing and expect to be successful or see any significant growth.
Right. We need to shake things up. Status quo just doesn't seem to be working. I don't know if it's ever worked, really. I mean, Jesus, from the very beginning, shook things up. And the church has always been known to kind of go to the peripheries, as Pope Francis says, and that's especially what we need to do today. And the priesthood, in a special way, needs to do that. We need to be relatable. We need to be attractive. We need to reach people where they're at. And just make Christ more appealing, simpler, and more exciting to be a Catholic now.
Well, you and Father Matt O'Donnell, two of the Archdiocese's youngest pastors, have been appointed to the Cardinals Renew My Church Committee. And the inspiration for this committee comes from Pope Francis, who has encouraged a shift. But he's telling, you know, we're telling church leaders to put their community first and avoid all the bureaucracy that maybe some priests get caught up in when really trying to figure out how to serve their parish.
Right. Bureaucracy, especially for young priests. So the article's on millennial priests, right? And I'm a millennial, 31 years old. Bureaucracy complexity is something that people my age, millennials, hate, right? Whether it's politics, the church, any sort of organization that has got a million moving parts and is confusing, we just walk away from, right? Instead of getting involved and trying to change it, we'll just go drink craft beers and grow out our beards and, you know, wear flannel shirts, right? That's what millennials do. So the church is, it's confusing. It's complex. It strikes a bureaucracy. And I think that's one of the aspects of our parishes and our churches that we need to change, right? Get simpler, get to the core of what we're all about, and allow people to, you know, use their talents and their gifts to make the world a better place.
From the article, it says Wallace, the 31-year-old on Renew My Church team, calls himself socially progressive, but for him that means not being afraid to play ball with the kids, do a shot of Jameson with off-duty cops at a St. Patrick's Day party, or sit in the front lawn with a cigar and an extra lawn chair so people will come and talk. And you stated the big talk is evangelization. How do we go out and get people to really engage with the church? And we've launched at our parish our own campaign to engage more younger families, because there's a lot of younger families that are very engaged with the school, but not so many with the church itself. And that's really where all of this starts, is Sunday and going to church on the weekends.
Right. The Eucharist, we say, it's the source of all of our energy and the source of our happiness, of our peace. And from the Eucharist, from Sunday and the Mass, we should be able to go out throughout the week and make a difference, whether it's in school, whether it's at work, in the community. So it all starts at Mass.
But you talk about being, you know, your age and you're a millennial priest. One of the biggest issues is that the people who are attending masses and are involved in the church are aging, and, you know, our baby boomers getting older every day. And what we're missing is really under 50 years old, under 40 years old, people involved with the parish. So really, you're not just talking about how you feel as a leader, as a millennial, on what you're able to do and how you're able to do it, but you're actually trying to talk to those people that are your age and within maybe a 20-year difference to engage them to come back. And even if they're involved in their kid's school, somehow come back and realize that church is the first place to start.
Right, right. And so how can we make parts of the Mass attractive or engaging or energizing to people? The way they're energized by things out in society, things that are attractive to them, how can we, you know, take those concepts and put them into the Mass while not, you know, changing our fundamental structure and the body and blood of Christ? So that's what we need to look at, because people are just going to walk away like they've been walking away. So, and I feel like that's where maybe myself and other younger priests, you know, maybe can relate to the younger generation, whether it's by our language or our pop culture references or just being more approachable and present in a way that doesn't seem standoffish and preachy and dogmatic. That's what I'm just trying to do, be an ordinary guy while being a priest.
Yeah, no, exactly. And, you know, when I look at really this is, you know, because our audience that's listening now aren't all Catholics, but this is a systemic problem in every faith, in keeping people engaged with their faith and their community. And you've created this campaign called Experience Jesus, and it focuses on Sunday school and service. And it's really three core elements of the campaign. Explain a little bit of that.
Yeah, we want people to have the best experience possible, right? Everyone's always attracted to an experience, whether it's at Wrigley Field at a Cubs game or going to a Grateful Dead concert or seeing a movie, right? We like experiences that, you know, allow us to forget about all of our anxieties and things outside the world. But we believe that Jesus Christ is the best experience you can have. And so we want people to experience Jesus in the most pure, best way possible. And we do that fundamentally on Sunday at Mass. And then from the Mass, it goes into our education, our knowledge, school. And then from our knowledge of Christ, we serve the world. We make our brothers and sisters and our society a better place through our actions. It all starts with Jesus, Sunday school service. It's kind of this progression.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, change, though, and we know this, change can be difficult for some people. You know, people are very comfortable sometimes with status quo, regardless if, and I don't want to say the ship is sinking, but, you know, you don't want to be throwing out life jackets and looking at this at the back end. You want to be a little more proactive and figure out right now what to do. But to survive and thrive, you know, again, based in this Time magazine article, it is time for new thinking way outside the box, something that people aren't used to in the Catholic Church or any church for that matter. But it's necessary to reinvigorate our parishes.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we always need to be evolving and adapting. I mean, the world is a complex place and there's things that are happening. And the church, you know, we believe we have fundamental things in place that are going to help us. But outside of those fundamental things, we can adapt and we can make ourselves, like I said, simpler and more attractive. And it's nothing new in a way. Like, Christ changed the culture that he came out of. He changed part of his Jewish tradition, right? So that people could experience God and experience his mercy. And we need to do the same thing 2,000 years later.
And by the way, engaging these younger families also sets a great example for children too, because kids really do respect and appreciate when they see their parents involved in their community.
Absolutely, right? And that's how, I mean, Cardinal Supich is really trying to make Chicago a more peaceful, holy place, right? He's got his peace initiative. This, and peace really starts with the family. And the family is grounded in peace and holiness when the parents are good examples and the children can follow them. And they then radiate that peace and that charity to their neighbors, and then it just flows from there. So the parents, we need to get them to be well-grounded, rooted in Jesus Christ, and then their children will be inspired by that, and they'll follow suit, and then so will our city.
Well, again, this is a great article in Time magazine. It's called The God Squad, The Next Generation of Catholic Priests, Young, Energized, and Ready to Remake the Catholic Church. Father James is featured in there as well. You can find it on newsstands. You could also download it at time.com. Father James Wallace from St. Juliana, thank you for taking some time with us this morning.
Thank you, David. Be well. God bless.
Thank you. Same to you, sir. All right. Top stories are next on 720 WGN.